Okay, today is Daf Chav Tes. We are on Chav Ches Amud Beis, on the third to bottom line, where it says Eini. Is that true? Is what true? Is it true that really you should do everything in the sukkah, right? Learning in the sukkah. Eini, is that true? Va'amar Rava Mikra, learning psukim, umasna and mishnayis the metalalasa. That you should do in the sukkah. But the tenuriyeh, but Gemara, which is much more difficult, much more svara, bar mitalasa. That's outside the sukkah. So on the one hand, you said learning should be in the sukkah. On the other hand, you said you're not Gemara. So what's going on? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha b'migras, if you're reviewing, then you can do that in the sukkah. Ha b'iyune, but if you're learning b'iyun for the first time, that you should not do in the sukkah. Why not?
You should do it someplace else like in yeshiva?
Yeah. You should do it indoors. Why should you do it indoors?
No.
You should not do it in the sukkah.
No. He says on that. He said not in the sukkah, but outdoors when it's fresh air because you can think better.
Okay. So we're going to see in a minute. Kiha derava. They changed it to Rava Bar Chama. Kavikaimi mikaimi derav chista. When it was in front of chista. Mirate the Gemara Bahade Adadi. Right? They would run with each other.
Run through the Gemara.
Then go back and do it in depth. Right? Like what Mr. G said, that not saying not to be outdoors, not in the sukkah. For whatever reason, maybe it's too cramped and you can't concentrate. You see that you learn Gemara like that. They do it quickly and then they do much more b'iyun. When you do much more b'iyun, you need much more concentration. So they didn't have big sukkahs in those days, right? Everything we're learning that is tiny sukkahs. Okay. Amar Rava, mani mishasya b'metalalasa. Cups, drinking utensils, that could be in the sukkah. Mani michla, but food utensils, bar metalalasa, outside the sukkah. Why? Because the presumption was, the Bach says this, it's a bezayin to bring in dirty kalim in the sukkah. Right? And from here you see, says the Gra, that any bezayin you shouldn't do in the sukkah. Right? Look at the top tosos. Ka'aros, plates. La'acha sha'achlu behen, after you eat them, tzarech la'otziyah min ha'sukkah. You have to take them out of the sukkah, mishumiyus, kach birish ha'kudrit. That's what Rashi said. V'yesh mevarshim, that's not what it means. What, you can't have a plate in the sukkah? But the second you finish it, to come run and take it out? You can't let it sit there for 5 minutes? That's not what it means. It says Tosfos. V'yesh mefarshim, no, kideros, pots. The agoni duisha, and the bowls of the kneading bowls. The taima, the ke'en tedur v'inan. Has to be teshmu ke'en tedur. V'hani, ein regilin liyos b'bais dira. You don't put that on your table. People do that.
It's in the kitchen, though.
Huh?
It's in the kitchen.
Not at their table. Ella, she bias, she yesh lehem levada. They're a separate house or a separate room where they do all the preparing. It means the preparing. Right. That's what it means. V'chem perish bahag, kigon, kidere, the pots, vishpude, ube tavi, ube chafi, different kinds of preparing utensils. That might not even be food. That might be sewing. Not in the sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a minog not to bring pots into the sukkah, based on this Tosfos, even if it's for eating, right? And the explanation is, uchoshish for the machmirim over here, that say it's not because of dirty plates, that's at every table has a dirty plate, it has nothing to do with that, it has to do with there's no pots in the sukkah.
The big difference between finishing your meal, having a dirty plate, and using a storage for your dirty plate.
Right. Right, so there's many. We do this in my house. We take the soup. My wife doesn't bring the soup to the table, but you come and you get your bowl. You come like on a line, like an assembly line. So you can't do that in the sukkah. You can't bring the bowl, the pot into the sukkah and have everyone get up and serve. According to the strict reading of the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't do that.
If you do it in your house at times, you do it
right. According to the strict reading, not only that, he says even more. The Shartzi quotes Rabbeinu Manoach that if you do that, you can't make a bracha on a sukkah. It's not like a puzzle sukkah almost. It's a very machmashita. Right, he's talking about using the sukkah in a bizionistic way, like
bring your pots.
And I hear.
You can bring a tureen.
Not that, you have many people do that. They'll have like a shmorg style. They have a table. I have a big sukkah. You have a table in the corner. Everything's there. Go get what you want. Like a buffet style. I'm sorry. Like a buffet style. But you can't do that.
Okay.
We do that in the house all the time.
You know, I'm
not exactly sure how you draw the line. Because in the olden days, no one did these things. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that is not appropriate for a sukkah.
Yeah, but in the kitchen, you stack all the plates and the pots, and you get, you know.
Right.
It's only like the dining room, not the kitchen. What else takes you to get the room in?
Right.
What does that mean exactly? And you sleep in the dining room, you sleep in the bedroom. Like, how do you define patient gate like you?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Because in my dining room, they don't do that either.
What?
They don't stack plates in the dining room.
In your kitchen, they do. It's only the dining room.
He said the prep area doesn't count.
Exactly. That's what said. It's a separate prep area.
Prep area.
I taste you're getting to do, not in the sukkah.
That's exactly. The sukkah.
Not in the sukkah. Sukkah is not a prep area. We all know that even though we say teishu kein teduru, you spend 80% of your time in your house. Right? Even though that's true.
Maybe
what?
Maybe more.
Right.
We
even
do, though, but not the Chacham David.
So, but they also had a house to prepare the food. They didn't move the stove and everything into the sukkah. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. Even if you spend, you're sitting and learning, you want to do the daf yomi, do it in the sukkah. Wonderful. Right? You want to eat, you want to nash, do it in the sukkah. It's fantastic. You're preparing meals in the sukkah? You're cooking in the sukkah? No one does that. Even they didn't do that.
I'm
what? That's because you grilled in the sukkah.
Yeah.
Right. Even them who spent all the time, they prepared in the sukkah, says tells us no.
That
now that you shouldn't do that. Okay, we have to move. It's a very good question. It's a good question.
Where you live? Yeah, I live in my house. I have pots in my house. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, next. Chatzava, some kind of jug. Vishachal, and some kind of cups. Again, ba mimetalasa, outside the sukkah. Shraga, bimetalasa. The candles can be in the sukkah. Va'amrile, bar mitalasa. And some say outside the sukkah. And by the way, below, please, not even arguing. Haba sukkah gedola, haba sukkah katana. It depends if it's a big sukkah or a small sukkah. What?
Practical.
Everyone holds it's practical. Either because he's afraid the sukkah's going to burn down, or it's going to smell, you'll leave. Or it will take up too much space, you won't have any room to sit, there's a candelabra here, you don't want to go near it, you don't want to get burned. All these, every region has a different twist. It's all the same idea. It's practical, either it's danger or space or a combination of the two.
Yeah, but and how about lighting Mokom Seuda?
What?
How about lighting candles by Mokom Seuda?
So it's a good question. I just think that the concern, the safety concern, or the fact that you're going to leave overrides that. People light candles in the sukkah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? Maybe we have a big sukkah today.
If you have a huge candelabra sitting in the center of your table, and it's enough room for two of you,
and it's not an issue.
Table.
Yeah.
You don't have to be fine. Come on, it's not.
The young time I really didn't light the candles on the sukkah was Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, because it was carried out.
Right.
It was smoked already.
I hear. Okay, next. Yardu Gishamim, if it started to rain, then what did we say? You can leave the sukkah when the food starts to get not edible anymore from the rain. So Tana, Mishatisrach HaMikva Shel Grisin. When the porridge gets ruined, right, exactly. Abaya Havi Yosef committed to Rav Yosef from Matalasa. Abaya was sitting in Rav Yosef's sukkah, and Nashav Zika, the wind was blowing, the Kamaisi Tzivusa, and like leaves are falling into the sukkah, into the food. Amalu Rav Yosef, let's get out of here. Amar Leabaya Vatanan Mishatisrach Hamikva. Yeah, but that's not the standard. The standard is when it gets spoiled. So a little leaf over here bothers you. Amale Ludidi Kivinda Anini Daiti. Since I'm very finicky and very I'm not kind of personality, Kimi Shatisrach Hamikva Domili. It's as if my food is spoiled.
He was a blind man of Yosef?
Yeah. Maybe this is before he became blind. Tana Rabbanan, Hayocha Basukah, he's eating in the sukkah, Yorgu Dugashamim, Eimat Shrichin Oso La'alos Ad Shiigmar Seudaso. You don't have to go back into the sukkah until you finish your meal. In other words, you don't have to go back into the sukkah if it stops raining. Why is that? Because, I didn't make this up, the Chasod Yecheskel says it's Teshu Kein Teduru. If you're eating somewhere, and then your neighbor says, you know what, let's come to me. Yeah, we started already. Come, just come. And the middle you go back, you don't do that. Right? You don't do that.
I was at a restaurant in Utah.
Yeah.
They blew up water pipe middle of the meal. You got out of there, and you didn't come back.
Exactly. Same thing. It's raining. Right. It's raining. You go inside. On a half hour later, you're still there. You have a big suit with all your friends, all your family, and it stops raining. And you go back into the sukkah? You don't have to. You don't have to. You want to? You can. You don't have to. There's no chiyuv. I am eating outside the sukkah, but it's teshuva to do. Hayyashantach is sleeping, via the Gishan starts to rain.
I think that would be
quite
different also because of the start. The sukkah wet and solid.
Right, right. So the Mishnah Berurah points out you have to start eating, which is why if you see it's going to rain, you start quickly wash, and then you're safe. Because if you don't, if you're schlepping around and it stops raining, or it never started to rain, you have no heter. And then it's uncomfortable, and you have to wash everything and dry everything down. Okay. Hayosh Nachas HaSukkah, V'yar D'Gishamim, V'yarad, you go into the house. Ein Matrichin also, La'alos Achier. You don't have to go back in until it gets the morning. So, Ebayelahu, Achier or Achier? Does it mean until you wake up or until the morning? Like, let's say a guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom. He has to go back into the Sukkah now because it stopped raining? No. That's the question. So, Tashma, Achier, until it gets light, V'yala Mora Shachar. And it's the morning. So Tarti, the same thing twice. The light and the morning is the same thing. Eleima Achia, no, till you wake up, Viyala Amora Shachar. And it is the morning. Right? Okay. Then we said, Mashal Lama Adavar Dome, Iboilahu, Mish Shafach Lami. Who is pouring water on who? Is the Eved pouring water on the master? Or is the master pouring water on the Eved? How could it be that the Eved's pouring water on the master? It doesn't. How could that be a kasha even? The Rajba asked that question. What's the havamina? What's the havamina here?
He's throwing it in his face.
Right. Who's throwing it in whose face?
It doesn't make sense. The master throws it into the Eved's face.
No, that's that makes more sense.
Absolutely.
That's the one that makes sense.
That's what makes
when
sense.
It starts to rain, what's the Gemara? What's the Mishnah? When it rains, like a mushal of a master of the Eved serving water wine, and the master throws it in his face. That's the pashat shot. Well, I don't want your wine. And the master throws it in the Eved's face. How do you learn it the other way? The Eved throws the water in the master's face? I can't make it rain. How is it raining? Me, the Eved, showing I don't like the master. How does it show that?
It has to be that way.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Otherwise, the whole
mashal
doesn't make sense.
Sure, it does.
Who's the
Eved? I'm the Eved. We're the Eved. We're ready to serve Hashem. What does Hashem say? I don't want your service. I don't want your service. Right. I'm making it rain. I'll make it rain.
So the
master's throwing away what the Eved wants to do.
Correct. So the Gemara asks, is that it?
Right. Or is the Eved
throwing the water in the master's face?
I'll show you. You won't be able to serve me. I'll make it rain.
Right, that makes sense. How's the other way make sense? Doesn't make any sense.
Because the Eved's got to take it. When the master does something, the Eved has to
choose. And we take it. We go inside.
We're not taking it. We're getting
the cop out. Me, Shafach Lami. Who pours water on whose face?
Can you picture
ask the Rajba. Ask the Rajba. What kind of question is that? Who's pouring water on whose face? It's obvious it's God pouring water on our face.
Right.
It's obvious. How can it be the other way?
Yeah.
It's a difficult answer. He gives an answer because...
I was giving the answer.
What's the answer?
Because
who's throwing the water? The answer is God. How can it be us? What kind of question is that? So the Rashba answers a difficult answer. He says it's because our commitment to the sukkah is half-baked. And the minute it starts to rain, we're so happy we don't have to go in. It's a very difficult answer. It's a very difficult answer. But the Gemara rejects it anyway. Toshma, the Tanya, Yishbach lo rabo kitan al panav. No, the master throws it on your face. The Amar lo efshi bishim mushach. I don't want your service. I'm not interested in your service. I don't want your service. I'm making it rain, so I don't want you to be here. Tanar Rabbanan. Bizman, okay. Now, from now till the end of the parak, it's a Gadazah. Tanar Rabbanan. Bizman shacham aloka simen ra. Whenever there's an eclipse, it's a simen ra. Asks everybody, how can an eclipse be a simen ra? It's a natural phenomenon. It's a very good question. I don't really have an answer.
What?
Rainbows
have
a flood.
No, if
what flood?
Flood?
Any flood.
Yeah.
Right. No. It doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen, a flood.
Rainbow
has to happen, and an eclipse has to happen. So, the The Chasdei David, I believe that's the Chida, says that there are eclipses that are not part of the cycle. Is that true?
Is that possible?
I don't know. Is that true? There could be an unforeseen eclipse. Today we know when they're going to happen. Could that be such a thing as an unforeseen eclipse? No. I don't know. It's a good question. If it's a natural phenomenon, how can it be a siman klala? It has to happen, right? The sun rising in the morning is a siman klala, a siman bracha. It has to happen. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Anyway, it's a siman ra l'chala olam kula for the whole world. Mashal lamad avodah. What's that like? L'melech basav adam she'asa suda la'avodah. He makes a suda. V'nicha penes lefneim, and he puts the candelabra in the center. Kos elayim, he gets angry. V'amar la'avodah. He tells the servants, tul punu penes mifneichem v'hoshiv machoshach. Take that candelabra. Let them sit in the dark. That's what an eclipse is. That's what Hashem's doing. Kaviyachol. Tanya, Rameir Omer, calls man shema oros lokin, as long as there's an eclipse, simin ra l'sonem shal Yisrael. It's a simin ra for the enemies of Israel, meaning for the Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people are so used to being downtrodden, they're so used to being persecuted, that whenever there's a Torah in the world, it's all on the Jews. Look at Rashi, top wide line. The last skinny line. Gezunt. Kol minei peronos habom la'olam. Every bad thing that happens in the world, yesh lahem liyisrael lidog. The Jews have to worry. This is an old European mentality, right? Is it good for the Jews? It's bad for the Jews, right? Somebody's running for some office in Louisiana. Well, how does it affect us? It's a beferish Rashi. It's a beferish Gemara. V'lomar lo basimin zeh. The only is happening, ela bishvilanu, for us.
Yeah, how can we blame the Jews?
Yotzer bishar umos, for more than any other nation. Why? Mipnei, shehein, regilin, lilkos, yotzer mikulam. Because they get hit more than anybody else. Look at this mashal. Mashal is so fair. It's like a Rebbe. Sheba leveis ha-sefer. He comes to school for a tu'a biyadav. He's got that whip in his hand. Me doeg. Who's afraid of that whip? You know who's afraid of the whip? The bad kids. Right? The bad kids are afraid of it. The good kids are not afraid of it. Me sheraga lilkos b'chol yom v'yom hu doeg. The ones that can hit every day. Rebbe comes in, I got a new whip, everybody. Who's upset about that? Only the bad kids. Right? And the good kids don't mind. Right? It's unbelievable. So too, when a tzara happens, who's worries? The Jews. Turn around. Bizman shacham aloka simiral of the kochavim. When there's an eclipse, it's a simin ra for the goyim. Levana, when there's a lunar eclipse, simin ra losonim shal Yisrael. That's a bad time for the Jews. Bibnei she Yisrael mona lelevana of the kochavim lechama. Why? We have a lunar calendar, the goyim have a solar calendar. If it happens in the east, it's bad for the eastern people. In the west, it's bad for the western people. If it happens in the middle, it's bad for the whole world. If the sun looks red like blood, it's a sign that there's going to be a war. If it looks like sackcloth colored, it's going to be hunger in the world. If it looks like both, it's going to have both. Laka b'knisaso, it's a machlokas what this means. Either when it's rising or when it's setting, it's a machlokas. Piranhas show a lovo. The piranhas are not so, they're far off a little bit. But b'itiyaso, okay, either means when it sets or when it rises. Mamherbas lovo, it's coming right away. V'yesharim chilof devrim, others reverse it. V'ein lecha umu v'uma shaloka, there's no nation that gets hit. She'ein eloha loki ima, and it's God, or it's malach, or it's whatever you want to call that, also doesn't get hit. Shenemar, and to the gods, to the malach, I'm also going to punish. But, Yossi, when the Jewish people are doing what they're supposed to do, you have nothing to worry about. Because it says, Komar Hashem, El Derech Hagoyim Asher Talamdu, Uma Osos Hashemayim, Al Techat, don't be afraid. Ki Yichatu Goyim Mehema. Vovdekachavim Yichatu Ven Yisrael Yichatu. Okay? Next. There's four reasons why you have an eclipse. Number one, al av bezin shemais, the av bezin dies, they nifsad kalacha, and they don't mafsid him properly. Val nair hamurasa, you have a girl, shetzaka beir, she cries out, she's being raped, being violated, demoshela, nobody saves her. Al mishkav zachar, homosexuality, val shnei achin, shenishbach daman ke'echad, and two brothers that die together. Says Rashi, Lo shamati tam b'davar. I have no idea why that's true.
Why does the,
I don't know what he means. This one, I think it's on all four because the it says b'shvil dal davar for four reasons. Says Rashi, I don't know what these have to do with anything. Dafka these four, you know, not giving a hefset properly is not on the same level as Mishkav Zachar or two brothers getting killed. So you didn't give a hefset. That's a terrible thing. It's not even an avera. Maybe it's a bzayin for the Torah, a bzayin for the.
Time of the Nevi'im that they did, and then they'll punish people.
Correct.
So clearly there is a problem.
Correct. Oh, it's definitely a problem. But you don't get skila for it.
Yeah,
and you get skila for other Namarasa, you get skila for that.
I don't think it's the concept of that they didn't say anything. It's the fact that they didn't care.
Correct. It's, correct. It correct. 100%. So why does that cause an eclipse? Says Rashi, I don't know. Right, so if Rashi doesn't know, we don't know.
Now the eclipse is bad for everybody.
Who says, I don't know. Ubishvil Abar Devarim, that was a different shita. Ubishvil Abar Devarim, there are four reasons. Ma'oros Lokin. What's Ma'oros Lokin? Luminaries. Luminaries have strange, I don't know, something strange happens. Number one. Al Kosvei Palaster. People write fake staros. Al-Ma'idei Eid Shekher, they testify falsely. Al-Ma'gadli Behemadaka Be'eretz Yisrael, they raise Behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael, which ruin other people's crops. And number four, Al-Kotzei Ilonos Tovah, they chop down good trees for no reason. U'b'shvil Dal Dvarim, and for four reasons, Nichnasei Balibatim Nimtzarim L'malchus. Ordinary people get taken to the king, meaning they go get thrown in jail. Regular people, what for reason? Number one, Al-Mashei Shtaros Peroim, they hold back Shtar that they should have to pay. Number two, al malvei beribis, they charge interest. Number three, al shayisafek biadam limchos v'lo micha, they had the ability to protest to some wrongdoing and they didn't. And they had the ability to make a difference. And number four, al shaposkim tzedakah barabim v'ein anosnim, they pledge to give tzedakah by the appeal. They go, oh, I'm going to give, and then they don't give. Right? I'm a rav. B'shvel abo devarim, there are four reasons. Nichnasei balabatim yotzin l'timyon. A guy will lose all his money for four reasons. What are those four reasons? Number one, al kovesh tzchar sachir, you don't pay your workers. Number two, al oshkei tzchar sachir, you steal from your workers. Number three, al shaparkin ol me'al tzavreyin v'nosan al chavreyin, you absolve yourself from any responsibility, you make someone else do it. And number four, al gasa siruch, for being haughty. The gasa siruch, kineged kol, that's the worst. Kineged kol, it's the worst. Avo ba'anovim, we want to end on a good note. On the humble people, ksiv, it says, va'anovim Yirshu Eretz, the what is this? The meek shall inherit the earth. His angu al rov shalom, and they'll be enjoy the rov shalom. Hajin alach hayashan, hajin alach hayashan, hajin alach hayashan. The humble, yeah. We are now done with Sukkah. Now we begin the Dalad Minim, and from there we're going to go on to other things that have nothing to do with Sukkah or the Dalad Minim. Hallel and Hoshanis. Okay. Ready? Here we go. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough time. Next, here we go. Lulav HaGazel. A stolen lulav. Right? A stolen lulav. V'hayavish. Or a dried out lulav. Is puzzle. It's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Says Rashi. Yavish. By the way, the Gazel and the Yavesh are puzzle for different reasons. That's, we're going to get to that tomorrow. They're puzzle for different reasons. But they're both puzzle together. Why are they puzzle? So Rashi says, a Gazel's puzzle because it says Lochem. No one disputes that. Lochem, meaning you can't steal it. The Gemara is going to ask, what about Yeish? What about Shini Yibishus? What about Shini Hashem? We're going to get to all that tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow. What about Yavesh? What about Yavesh? Says Rashi, the be'inan mitzvah behuderes, because you need to do a mitzvah in a beautiful way. Tichsiv, like it says, I would have thought it would say, like it says, pre-Eitz Hadar. Right? It says, Van Behu. Zeh Keli Van Behu. You should do mitzvahs. What is it? This is my God, and I will beautify him. So we do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. You come to shul with a lulav that's 3 years old. That's not a beautiful thing to do. That makes a puzzle. So what's Rashi talking about? What?
It does.
Rashi
would say you can take it right out of the
Ulam. Yeah.
That what you guys are talking about is gonna, that's a Gemara that's gonna appear on Friday's daf, and it's a big machlokas what it means. Shasat chak. Is it taka when you're in the Holocaust and someone gets you some lulav that's 10 years old from somewhere? You make a bracha on that, or is it when there was no lulav him? And better to take that one puzzle. We show the kids such a thing as a lulav. When life changes and you'll be able to have a lulav, that's what it looks like, and that you make a bracha. Why not making a bracha? We're gonna get to that on Friday. It's a big machlokas we've shown him. Anyway, the Arsevech said something so amazing on Friday. Lulav Yavesh Puzzle.
Do you know
what the Arsevech is going to say on Friday? Yes. Lulav Yavesh Puzzle. A dried out lulav is puzzle. Gemara, Mefarish B'Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain the top Tosfos. Mishum, the Iskash Lulav L'Esrig. Lulav is compared to Esrig. The Ksiv Bey Hadar, because it says Hadar. Creates Hadar doesn't only go on the Esrig, it goes on all of them. Right? Almost all of them. Lokim Moshe Pirish Bekuntris Mishum Dechsiv Zekeli Van Deu. Not like Rashi said, Zekeli Van Deu. That's not the Pshat. Dein Van Deu El Lechachila. And Deu means Lechachila. Lechachila, you should have a nice tzitzis. And what if you don't have a nice tzitzis? What, we're not wearing tzitzis? You don't get the, you're not Makai on the mitzvah of tzitzis? Of course you are. Just what? You got cheap ones. So if I don't have a nice lulav, it's a puzzle? According to Van Veyu, it's a puzzle. I, it's an attitude problem. I show I don't really care so much. I didn't do the mitzvah. Of course I did the mitzvah.
The problem is, we use the word hiddur for something not regular, above regular.
Correct.
And that's basically what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying, the problem we have is you're using something that's subpar. Tosfos is saying you got to use something that's hiddur.
Is that what they're saying?
Isn't it?
Oh, one second.
Hiddur's a better thing for
us. So Tosfos says that Van Veyu means... It's a lechachila. Well, if bilo mifsal bahachi, it's a puzzle. If you don't use a nice everything, a nice sefer Torah and a nice tzitzis and a nice sukkah, you don't do any of that. Everything we use is the cheapest. It's still behind every mitzvah. What are you lacking? You're lacking in a concept called hiddur mitzvah. That's what you're lacking. It's a puzzle. Here we said a dried out lulav is puzzle. Says Tosfos, it can't be because of Van Behu. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. It must be. There's a separate thing when it comes to dal minim. They have to be hadar. Separate thing. What is the definition of hadar? Says Tosfos. Kedemuchach peperakama, the Amir Rabbanan, lulav mitzvah la'ogdo. You have to bind the lulav. Bishum shenemar, zekeli van veyu. And then the Mishnah and the Gemara continues, lo ogdo kosher. And if you didn't do it, it's still kosher. Right? So what do you lack? What do you lose if you don't do eged? You lost out on this idea of zekeli van veyu. Whatever that means. You lost out on that. Is it puzzle? No. So why is it yavish puzzle? Not because of Rashi. I don't understand Rashi. The reason why he apostles is because a separate thing, Hadar. A new thing by lulav, Hadar. What is that? What? Now Tosfos is a high Yavesh to Hacha. What is Yavesh? What does that mean? Yavesh? Ain Lafarish Kamo Yavesh Uperek Ain Mamidin. It's not like it means in Avodah Zarah that Nan Hachartanim Shel Nachrim, that the grapes of a guy, Yaveshim, and once they're dried out, then Mutarim, then a Nazir, maybe not a Nazir, maybe that's no longer Yayinetzeh, because it's already dried out. So if you want to, you know, grind that up and eat it, you're allowed to. What is that? That, Farish B'Gemara, Yiveshim Lachash Neymar Zachodesh. It sat around for 12 months. That's not what it means over here. How does Tosfos know that? The Harmil, come on, we say later on, Gavi Hadas Yavesh, by a dried out Hadas, Yavsho Rov Olav, if most of it's dried out, Vinishtayar Sham Shlosha Bade Olin, and there are at least three stems with leaves, lachin, that are still moist, kshirin. What the hadassim become dried out in stages?
Yeah.
Alma, ein ha-yaveshu, is totally bishanim. It has nothing to do with years. Has to do with, is it dried out or not?
Exactly.
So it can't be a years thing. By the grave.
Nobody said years. Tosfos said years.
So it says it can't be 12 months. It can't be a year.
Nobody said years. It's it says the item.
Correct.
If I shove it in front of my heater and it dries out in a week.
Correct. So a normal situation. When do the grapes become dried out?
When
a year. A year.
That's the grapes.
That's what the Gemara... Exactly. The Tosfos is not the same thing.
Nobody said... The Gemara doesn't say time. It neither does Rashi.
Right. So Tosfos, what does it mean dried out? Don't think it means like a time in years like by the grapes. Not that. That's all he's saying.
Okay, so don't it's right out.
Exactly. Shnei Mar Zachodesh. It can't be. Eli Yesh Lomar, Dehacha, Kimo, Yaveshos, Ozen Bechar, like the dried out ear of a Bechar, the Tamperik El Elu Mumin, Abyosi Ben Amashulub, Oma Yavesh Achadeh Nefreches Pitiparin. If you scratch it with your finger, will it turn brittle? If yes, it's Yavesh. That's the sheer for puzzle. You can imagine a lulav that's 10 years old. These are not. They've been sitting here since this past Sukkot. They're not dried out like that. They're not. They're turning a little bit brown, but they're not like that. They're not going to turn brittle if you scratch it.
I bet you the shedra though is separated.
Okay, that could be a separate soul. That's a yavish. Hey, you leave it there for 10 years and you scratch it, it'll turn. That's yavish. That's the shear for yavish. How do you explain Rashi? Taka, what does Rashi mean?
I still think Rashi makes more sense.
He does?
Yeah. Because your what's it called? Your talus is kosher, but it's not hitter. You put an atar on it, it just became hitter.
Correct. So, in a nutshell.
Everything's that way. Every time we use the word hither, it means something.
Right. So in a nutshell.
But he's talking about apostle.
In a nutshell, what does hither mean? What does hither mean in a nutshell? Spending more money. That's basically what it means. Because the more money you spend, the better it's normally. Yes. You spend more money on a talus, you get what you're paying for in this world, right?
But it's not
so you spend the talus for $40, you can spend it for $200. What's better about it? The material, there's an atara, this is that. Better. Usually, it goes by the money.
Right, so that's why Rashi makes sense. He's not saying that when it's possible because of a hinder. It's not hinder. You can have a cheapest esrog. As long as it's kosher, it's kosher.
I hear. Interesting.
Now, I got myself a really nice one.
So Tosis looks at it in a totally different way.
I know.
Right, okay, good. It's a good, interesting shot. Okay, it could be right. Yeah, probably is right. Anyway, okay. Next, Shalashera. If it's an Asherah tree, the wolf of an Asherah tree, which they worshipped. Shalir Hanidachas. Or it's an Irani Dachas, puzzle, it's puzzle. Again, for different reasons. And Asherah is puzzle because, why isn't Asherah puzzle? It's Avodah Zarah. And Irani Dachas, you're not allowed to have enough from it, so it doesn't have a shear. Because it has to be destroyed. It's not worth anything. Nikdam Rosho, if you chopped off his head, not its head, the lulav's head, doesn't have, it's not, the top is chopped off. It's a machlok, is what that means, but Pashup Shah. Nifritu Olav, if the leaves are separate, open, puzzle, it's puzzle. So far we had three psulim. There's a psul to the entire lulav, called stolen or yavish. There's a psul, an outside psul to the lulav, like it's an avodah zarah lulav or it's irani dachas lulav. And then the last one was if it's partially ruined, the leaves are no good, the top is cut off. Nifridu olav, but if the leaves are just separated, but they're still attached, but they're separated, kosher, that's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yagden ul Mamaila. You should tie it on top at least. If the leaves are separated, to tie it down on top.
What's the difference between Nifritsu and Nifridu?
Okay, so I'm not sure. One of them.
The top is chopped off, the top is alone.
No, that's Nikdam Rosho.
Split all the way down.
Nifritsu means they're split. They're split. Nifritsu means they're split. What?
He says torn.
Torn, and what does Nifra do?
Really torn off the shedra. Separate off the shedra.
Those are kosher. Right, that's puzzle. They're totally separated. I took a lulav, I peeled it off, and I clapped them all together. Right. That's puzzle.
And Nifra do?
Nifra do means that they're opening up, but they're still connected to the lulav. So that's kosher. Yeah. But who just has to tie it back, make it look like a lulav. It could look like a fan. Yeah. That's what it looks like when you open it. That's kosher, tie it back, says Rabbi Yehuda. Tinei Har Barzel, Cheros. Lulavs from a certain place called Har Barzel. Rashi says it's near, the Gemara says near, it's near the Hinnom Valley in Yerushalayim. Lulav Sheesh Bo Gimel Tvachim, if a lulav has to have be three tvachim tall, Kedei Lena Neabo, in order to be able to shake it, kosher, it's kosher. Okay? Now, Kapasik Vitani, the Mishnah says like this: Lo Shna Yontif Rishon, Lo Shna Yontif Sheni. There's no difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. Now, by the way, in Chutz La'aretz, the second day and the same day as the first day. That's not what we mean when we say Yontif Sheni. We don't mean the second day in Chutz La'aretz. We mean Chol HaMoed. There's no difference. The Mishnah says it's a blanket statement: no difference Yontif Rishon, no difference Yontif Sheni. What? One minute. Bishloma Yadvesh. I understand why Yadvesh is a problem. Hadar be'inon veleka. It has to have hider. And if it's stolen, it doesn't have hider. If it's Yadvesh, it doesn't have hider. Ela guzzle. But if it's stolen, Bishloma Yomtef Rishon. I understand the first day's okay. Dichsiv lochem, Mishel lochem. It has to be yours. Ella, Yontif Sheni, Amilo. On the second day, why not? Why not? Okay? We're just going to read the answer, then we'll try to do the bottom Tosfos. Amar of Yochanan, Mishum of Shimon ben Yochai, I'll tell you the answer. Mishum dehavei le-mitzvah ba bavera. It's a mitzvah ba bavera. It's only one of two places in Shas where this phrase appears. It's a mitzvah ba bavera to steal a lulav, and then you shake a lulav with it. So it's a different reason, not the same reason as Yavesh. Yavesh is one reason, and stealing is a separate reason. What about, why isn't a lulav of an Asherah or a Vodazara a mitzvah ba bavera? We'll do that tomorrow. That's a Tosfos asks on Zlamin Abal tomorrow. We'll do that Tosfos. Why that's not a mitzvah ba bavera? So it's a different reason. So you have a funny thing. You have a pasuk that says ulakachtem lachem biyom rishon, creates harder this and that. Some psulim the whole sukkis, and some psulim only the first day. Isn't that strange?
Why?
Huh? So look at the top, bottom Tosfos. Beinon hadar v'leka. Mashma, it's mashma. The pshita lay the beinon hadar l'kula yomi. Hadar is a 7-day requirement, right? Yavish is possible all 7 days. It's a 7-day requirement. But Lochem is only a 1-day requirement. Why is that? Why is that? They're both the same pasuk.
Hadar is different than Hidur, right?
The separate thing, Hadar. V'lochem, Mishal Lochem, lo mituk ben el yontif rishon. That's only the first day. V'chein, there's another thing. Ulakachtem, it says lakachtem, demamtinan minei chasar be'inan l'kicha tama. That means that they can't be anything wrong with any of the dalad minim. They have to be lakicha tama. It says we'll kach them. That's also lo mitzvah el biyom tefrishon. It's only us on the first day. Kidamrina lekamam apirkin. We're gonna have a gemara later. There, Rabbi Chanina, listen to this. Matbil be biyom tefsheni. He dipped his estrog, took a bite out of it. Finafik be, and then he used it for his mitzvah with a bite in it. Why? Because chaser, he was hungry. Chaser is not a problem. So how come chaser is not a problem on the rest of Sukkot, and Lochem is not a problem on the rest of Sukkot, and Hadar is a problem? Why? Why is that? Why are you splitting it like that? Maishno zeh mizeh. What's the difference? Maishno zeh mizeh. Ha. What's the difference? Kula b'hadidon itzivi b'chav kra. It's all one pasuk. Ulakachtam Lochem b'yom arishon priyat Hadar. So how come Yavesh and Pasul, Yavesh is Pasul Yontav Sheni, and Lochem and Lakachtam l'kichatam azot? All that goes away on Yontav Sheni. Why? Is that a fair question? Yes. Same puzzle. Says Tosvos, listen to this. You know what? Let's skip all this. He's going to say, well, the pasuk says like this. Ulakachtem lochem bayom harishon. So ulakachtem, we learn out that it has to be l'kichatama, that can't be missing. Lochem, it has to be yours. It can't be stolen, it can't be borrowed, right? Bayom harishon. Those things apply only on the first day. And the rest of the pasuk says, priyat hadar, that's the whole yontif. Yavesh is the whole yontif. That's a very funny way to read the pasuk like that. I can't buy into that.
That's
a suggestion. Why they're different.
So you're saying that if you bite a piece out of the esrog, it's still the whole.
Yeah. No. Yeah. What's the definition of hadar? Dried out. That's what we're saying now. Right, that's what we're saying now. Maybe it's not a nice thing, it's cheap. That's a vandehu. That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos.
I'm saying, there's a hiddur is different than hadar.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
We like buying a nice and sort of hiddur.
According to Rashi, they're the same. Rashi said, what's hadar? What's hiddur? Yavesh? Vandehu. According to Rashi, it's the same. Right? Now, so let's skip to the fourth line at the bottom. The very end of the line, he says, Lakach Nira. You see it? Lakach Nira? The Hainu Taima. This is the difference. Tell me if you think this difference makes any sense. Bishum de Biyom Rishon, the Oraisa, the Gvulin. The first day is a Dinda Oraisa in the whole country. Vishar Yomei, the Rabbanon, Zeche Lemikdash. The rest of the Yantif, it's a Zeche Lemikdash, it's only Dinda Rabbanon. Kedibi'isa Beresh Lulavar Rava, like we're going to say later. Hilkach, therefore. Be'ikr ha'lakicha, the main lakicha, kigon, dalad minim, it has to be complete, you can't have missing pieces in it, you can't have a half of esrog, v'lakicha l'kol echad, you have to have all four of them, tikun b'shar yomei ke'ein da'oraisa. That requirement lasted on the rest of Yantif. V'chein b'hadar mishum hidr mitzvah. So too Hadar, because of Hidr Mitzvah. Aval, Bechasar, but if it's missing, Vishal, or you borrow it, Lo Tikkun, Lo Tikkun. There's no such Gzeira. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is, the rest of Yontif is only Derabanan. So we only make the Gzeira, we only make this Derabanan, if without it, you don't have Dalad Mina. Meaning what? You can't have three of them. That's like Derabanan, I can have three. No, that's not, you need all four. And it has to be Hadar. But does it have to be mine? No. Can it be I took a bite out of Ezra because I was hungry? Yeah, that's okay too.
What
does that make it? Like what?
Was
it? It does? Why?
It's Hadar. It's not what it says in the Torah. Chaser, it's still an Ezra. It's missing a piece. It's still an Ezra.
That's what Tosa said. That's the difference.
Yeah, but it's not Hidr. He's saying Hadar is Hidr.
What?
So Hidr Mitzvah.
So just because it's missing a piece, it's Hadar only means dried out.
Yeah.
It might not be the most expensive Ezra. Fine.
And missing a piece is not as considered Hidr?
Yeah.
Some say Chaser is no good because of Hidr.
Right.
Then it wouldn't be good the whole
Correct. Time. Correct.
Hadar says in the Torah.
Correct. But there's an Amor who took a bite out of it and he used it on Chalamoid. So what do you see? Okay, he held. That chaser is not because of hiddur.
Still an esrog.
It's chaser, so it's missing a piece.
If your pigeon fell off, it's not an esrog.
No.
You have it later on. You can just have that yellow one.
Esrog looks
like
that.
Right.
Do in the first day.
Interesting difference. Interesting. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to start with the mitzvah baba veru tomorrow. All right.
Such a nice scarcity.